This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Monday, December 25th, 2017, the Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, Mass in the Day, by Father William Doc Holliday.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The world knew him not. We hear those words at the end of almost every Mass in this place. It's referred to commonly as the last gospel. A lot of people are taken aback by the fact that we still read the last gospel. Actually had a person visit one time said, I thought you were starting another Mass right away. And I've had another person say, we read the gospel at another time. They'd come in later and miss the gospel. They thought we tacked it on to the end. The reason that we hear the last gospel is because St. John the Divine unfolds for us. He unfolds for us the mystery of the incarnation. He lets us know that this one who was born in Bethlehem, he is the word of which we hear, the logos that we hear about throughout Scripture. He is the word. All things were made through him. Nothing was made without our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. Not a great prophet, not a great teacher, not a real stellar individual. He is God Almighty himself. It is truly unfortunate that after 20 centuries, there is still questions, I would submit to you, even among God's people, as to who he is. Do they really know him? The first thing we have to look about one of the aspects is, to whom is John speaking? Well, I know Jesus. I know who he is. I'm at church on Christmas. Knowing in your head, going to church on Christmas, Easter, every Sunday, every day for some people. They do it out of mechanics. They do it out of, this is what I do. This is part of my culture. They don't know Jesus Christ. A lot of people read this and go, well, he's talking about the Jews because Jesus was a Jew and he came to his people and his people knew him not. It's not just talking about the Jews. He's not talking about Gentiles who disregard him. He's talking about everyone. Because we have to, throughout our Catholic lives, constantly do soul searching. Constantly. Do I truly know this one, Jesus Christ, whom I worship, whom I go to church to reverence? Do I know him? Well, yeah, I know him. He was born on Christmas Day in a manger. Died on the cross. And those are cognitive things. That's head knowledge about Jesus Christ. And that is not what St. John is talking about. St. John is not talking about cognitive knowledge. He is talking about knowing him because St. John was a Jew, and most of the people to whom he is writing at this time are Jewish. And there's one thing that helps us when we read Scripture to give us a better understanding is to the audience to whom this thing is being addressed. St. John was a Jew. He is speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was a Jew, whose blessed mother was a Jew. All his apostles were Jews. Most of the audience were Jewish. So we got to have sort of a Jewish mindset on what the Holy Spirit is saying through St. John when he says that the world knew him not. Not head knowledge. There's another place in Scripture where it's very familiar and it kind of drives the point really home as to how intimate this knowledge is, how personal it becomes, and it's in Genesis. Genesis, which is written in Hebrew, it tells us the Semitic connotation of what it is to know. And it's in Genesis chapter 4, the first verse. It said, and this is after the fall, it says, "Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain." Adam knew his wife. They're not talking that he knew who she was, and she bore a son. That is how the Semitic language uses this word to know. It is a deep, personal relationship, not physical. It is a deep, personal relationship. It is more intimate than anything that we have in English that can be communicated. So it's not head knowledge. It is an intimate, personal engagement with our Lord Jesus Christ. When it says the world knew him not, it means they were not engaged with him. Pontius Pilate knew who Jesus Christ was, to his chagrin. He didn't want anything to do with him, but he knew definitely who Jesus Christ was. Did that do anything for Pontius Pilate's salvation? Obviously not. It's not just knowing Jesus Christ. It's knowing Jesus Christ. It's knowing why you come here. It's knowing what you receive when you come up for the Eucharist. I started this out by talking about why do we do this last gospel. It unfolds the incarnation. It lets you know what you have just done in Mass, who this is that you received, not what you received, but who, and the intimate approach that you should have to him. Personal involvement with Jesus Christ is supposed in the Bible. It is presupposed that a person who would come together, gather together, and then individually. A lot of people look at communion as, oh, that's when everybody gets up and does. There is nothing more individual than your reception of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Savior. It's not because the folks next to you get up and come up. It's not because this is a time in Mass when everybody does this. It is I, personally and properly and spiritually predisposed to receive our Lord Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity within myself. Am I a practicing Catholic? And by practicing Catholic, I was baptized and went to Catholic school 50 years ago. Practicing Catholic means fulfilling all your holy days of obligation every Sunday, sacramental confession at least once a year, maintaining the Eucharistic fast, and living in conformity with God's holy will. That's properly disposed to receive the Blessed Sacrament, because that shows a personal engagement with Jesus Christ, not just a head knowledge. The world knew him not, his own received him not. They did not listen to his voice, nor did they conform their lives. This is what I mean about this ongoing self-examination. Every single day, every time you come up for the Blessed Sacrament, am I listening to his voice? Does my life reflect that? Am I conforming my life more and more and more in my capacity to improve maybe just tiny baby steps every single day? That's what we're talking about in a personal relationship. It doesn't mean that you go home, say a prayer, get on your knees, and all of a sudden a light switch gets thrown. It's ongoing. It's every single day. We need to listen to his voice, what he speaks to us through scripture, through the preached word, through the teachings and traditions of the church, through the magisterial teachings of the church that have been consistent for 2,000 years. That is listening to his voice. And after you hear, conforming your life. Both of those things, not one or the other, both must be there. there is an absolute necessity of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ in the Semitic sense. It's an absolute necessity for your faith. You could be able to write books about Jesus Christ, but if you're not hearing his word and conforming your life to him, it is for naught. Absolutely for naught. You're not impressing God by how much you know and how many questions you can answer and how many catechism passages you can recite. That stuff is all well and good. Love it to death. Wish more people would get into it that much. But what is important is conforming your lives to reflect a practical Catholicism, because you are Jesus Christ in this world as a member of his body. You are a member of Jesus Christ. It is a necessity to know him in this purest of senses. Sort of amazes those of us who get up here, you know, Sundays, good crowd. It's a packed on Christmas, packed on Easter. Something going on there. Something's wrong. Something's bad wrong. And it's not a matter of, it's a sadness from my perspective. It's a sadness because it indicates that there are a lot of people just not getting this. The gospel requires our cooperation. It requires our cooperation, but we have to understand that it is a subordinate cooperation. But it is absolutely necessary. If you don't receive Jesus Christ, and I don't mean in communion, if you don't receive Jesus Christ through his word and conform your life to his word and his precepts, if you don't receive him, you will not know in the sense of which I am speaking. You will not know him, nor can you even recognize him. It's kind of hard to believe that there are a lot of people that can write books about Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people who can, again, recite catechism articles and creeds and speak Latin and all kinds of good things, who don't recognize Jesus Christ. And you can tell they don't recognize him because of the way they live their lives. But to all who receive him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. That's where we want to go. He gave them power to become the sons of God. This kind of shoots all kind of holes in this thing. We're all children of God. Everybody's good. Everybody, because he just loves us and he's just so full of mercy. Everybody's just fine. The Holy Spirit speaking through St. John the Divine doesn't say that. He says to all who receive him, to all who receive him here, he gave the power to become the sons of God. That's why we should be here. Like I said, it takes every day of an examination. Examine yourself every day. I try my best to do it myself. We examine ourselves every day, find ourselves lacking, we conform ourselves, but this is where we receive the power to become the sons of God. We can't make ourselves sons of God. We have to receive him to do so. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.